to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Are you stressed? Today with me, we have a special guest. Her name is Laurent Olivares, who is a graduating senior this year. I invited her to do the word of the day with me because I wanted to see an 18-year-old's perspective. Hi, Laurent.
Hello.
I asked Laurent before we went on the radio, what are some things that she needed prayer for today and where we might find answers in scripture? Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
After graduating, we are faced with deciding what we want to do with our life and purpose, but there's no clear path. Doubts and uncertainty cause us, the youth, to question our potential, and I feel like we have limited opportunities.
Huh. How so? I mean, what makes you feel like you have limited opportunities?
Like financial struggles, family responsibilities holding us back, and the fear of the unknown.
Wow, thank you for sharing your heart, Laurent. In the Bible verse above that you picked out for us, how is this making you view these struggles differently? I mean, let's read the verse again. John 16:33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
In the midst of finding ourselves, it is a reminder of who holds all the power. This will help me focus on what is important and where I find my peace when I struggle.
So wise, Laurent. It is all here in red letters. Jesus said we will have trouble in the world. It's not a surprise, but He is our peace. We can trust Jesus with our future. The world may be a tough place to live, but He has overcome the world. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for the truth of your scriptures that light our path. Thank you for our special guest, Laurent, and her heart to love you and love her family. I pray that you will give her and all the listeners out there struggling peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray that not only the graduating seniors, but each and every one of us will remember that God is our guide on how to live this life. May they look up to you always for their source of strength. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.